Greetings from somewhere south of London. This is your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of history, mystery, and crime fiction, and most importantly, an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme about pretty much my favourite subject, books. I'm back all the way from Misty Albion, bringing the all-new Fiorella Files, in which I will continue to discuss books classic and contemporary, or just books I've read and to which I've taken a bit of a fancy. There will be yet more books that you should read, just might enjoy reading, and really don't want to touch with the proverbial 11-foot barge pole. And though I can no longer promise it will be once a month, I hope every so often to coax my children into appearing on my special edition children's episode in which we can discuss books for younger readers. I don't know about you, but I like good manners. They talk about England as the land of good manners, and for some reason we're mostly pretty polite over here. And I am a bit of a stickler for manners. I think I drive my children crazy at the dinner table saying, you know, close your mouth, elbows off the table, don't make so much noise. Hold your knife and fork properly. Say please and thank you. It's a terrible cliche, but good manners cost nothing. And they mean so much to people. They really mean a lot to people. It made my husband's old school friend's day when he came to our house once and my then four-year-old shook his hand and said, "How do you do, Dr. Chan?" It shows you care about someone when you are polite, when you are courteous. But it is certainly true, I think, perhaps because the world is changing so fast, that manners can get forgotten about very quickly and seem a little bit old-fashioned, seem as if they belong to a world before social media where everyone went mad and dropped F-bombs all over the place on Twitter. So, I was intrigued when I saw a book about modern manners by the TV personality and presenter Sandy Togsvig. I was quite enchanted by it because it's called Peas and Q's, but spelt peas as in the peas you eat and Q's as in what we call a line of people. It's obviously a play on the expression mind your peas and Q's. And in fact, Sandy Togsvig starts the book by explaining or attempting to explain where that saying comes from. In fact, nobody's quite sure. My understanding is that mind your peas and Q's refers to the early days of printing when printers had to lay out the typescript letter by letter backwards and back to front. So to speak, the letters had to be backwards and all the text was back to front. So it was very easy to get muddled up between a P and a Q, hence mind your P's and Q's. Bad workmanship if you made a mistake there. But anyway, this book claims to be about the minefield of modern manners, and it's written as a series of letters to Sandy Togsvig's much-loved niece, Mary. Sandy Togsvig is fairly well known in Britain, mostly as a TV personality, but also as a writer. She's a very bubbly personality. I think that's why she does well on television, particularly on talk shows. She's, as the name probably suggests, partly Danish. She's in her 60s now, but it's funny. I remember seeing her on television when I was a child, and I still thought she was an old lady because everyone's an old lady when you're nine. She's openly lesbian and also a political activist. I tried not to be put off because I like the way she comes across on television. She comes across as a very likeable personality. I try not to be put off by the fact that she's a founder of the Women's Equality Party. Now, as you all know, I'm kind of keen on women's equality and women's empowerment. It's very important to me. I have, however, had the misfortune to get stuck in a debate with the former head of the Women's Equality Party. She's moved on because obviously we've now got equality, so she doesn't need to bother or something. And quite honestly, she was the rudest and nastiest person I've ever been stuck in a room with for 40 minutes. And part of me wondered whether Sandy Togsvig considered giving her a copy of this book so that she'd learn not to interrupt, shout people down, sneer at people's accents and mannerisms, and scowl at people and generally behave like a spoilt adolescent. But anyway, I can't blame Sandy Togsvig for the behaviour of members of her party, I suppose. And I love the idea of a book about manners, because I like manners. So I read this book and it starts well. Okay, that's not a great way to start a review. It's a great idea. It looks at all sorts of different social situations where one needs to watch behaviour. How to behave at a dinner party, how to behave on a first date, do's and don'ts when out in public, and you're remembering to say please and thank you, how much to tip a waiter, this sort of thing. I mean, all sorts of social mores that, you know, perhaps we're a bit in danger of forgetting. For example, she talks about how to write a formal letter, which an awful lot of people, even of my generation, struggle with. And the younger generation absolutely haven't a clue about, because they communicate completely by email and text message. But in fact, knowing how to write a formal letter, how to set it out, where to put the date, where to put the address, how to address somebody formally, depending on